I'm Rick Katchke, and this is the Catered Quiz. Today's contestant, from Franklin, Wisconsin, a talent acquisition recruiter, Nora Wider. Now, here is the Catered Quiz. Yes, welcome to another edition of the Catered Quiz. Today, I am joined by my one-time co-star back in high school, a friend of mine for 25 plus years. Nora, I have our yearbook from our senior year right here. Don't know if you recall, but you and I together are the most likely to win an Academy Award.
I love it so much. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Did you win an Academy Award yet?
I have not, no. What about you?
I haven't either. So here's what I'm going to throw out there. You know, we still have plenty of time for acting, but I give permission. I'm sure you give permission. If there's any aspiring animators out there that want to take this episode of the Catered Quiz, animate it, and submit it for Best Animated Short Film, as long as Nora and I get brought on as producers, I think I'd be good with that. You know, it doesn't specify that the Academy Award has to be for acting.
Good point. I'm all about it. I'm ready for our 15 minutes of fame. Let's do it.
Just moments ago, you said that this is the first time, not just doing the Catered Quiz, this is the first time you've ever done trivia.
Yes, first time. I've played Trivial Pursuit when I was younger, but besides that, I've never done trivia. So I'm a little bit nervous, but excited and ready to see if my memory serves me well enough here.
Well, you've listened to the show. If this is your first time listening, here's how the show works. There's going to be two rounds. I'm going to do each category that Nora has provided. So after you do those two rounds, we have two final questions. The first is the doubler. It's a way to double your score. So if you're at 100 points, you get the doubler right, you're at 200 points. You get it wrong, you're still at 100. Then the final question is the required risk, where you are not allowed to put down zero. You must wager at least 1 point. Does that all make sense, Nora? Does that sound good?
Sounds good. Yep. And I'm ready to see what I can do.
Well, Nora, the topics that you provided were Seinfeld and The Office. Which topic would you like to do first?
Let's start with Seinfeld.
All right. So before we jump into Seinfeld, was this a favorite show of yours when it first was airing or something that you kind of got into later?
So with Seinfeld, I couldn't even tell you when the first time I saw it was, because beginning in 1989, I was 4 years old and my parents always had it on. So it was Thursday nights, you know, NBC. It's always been a part of my life. So even when I started dating my now husband, it was kind of like one of those, hey, you're going to watch this and you're going to enjoy it kind of a thing. And luckily he loved it too. So it worked out really well. But I honestly don't remember a time when I didn't watch it. We actually even went to New York City in 2002, there's a Kenny Kramer tour. So you can pay to meet the actual Kramer that the character is based on. And then it takes you around the different sites in Manhattan. And it was a Seinfeld nerd's dream. So these are probably the shows I've watched the most in my life. So I feel, you know, relatively confident, but then also thinking about, this has 9 seasons. So yeah, we're going to see. It's a lot. It's a hefty show.
Do you have a favorite, either a favorite main character of the show or a favorite guest star?
Would definitely be Elaine. I feel like if I had to relate myself to a specific TV character, it would have to be her. Just growing up and watching the show so much. So I love all the characters for each of their individual quirks, but I think Elaine, I just connect with the most.
Yeah, and having known you for 25 years, definitely see some of the overlap with Elaine, especially on the dance floor.
No. I got those moves.
Are you ready to dive in to the Catered Quiz?
I'm ready.
Question number 1 for 10 points. Seinfeld ran for how many seasons?
Ooh, 9 seasons.
You mentioned it in conversation. I'm like, well, it's too late for me to change up the question. So there were 9 seasons. While Larry David returned for the finale, what was the last season he wrote multiple episodes of?
Ooh, I'm going to go with, let's go with season 8. I'm going with season 8.
Ooh, you were were about to say seven.
And it was seven. No.
And you didn't. You said eight. And it was season seven.
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny, too, because seven is the name that George would give his son. That's like his big, you know, seven. So I should have said that, but darn. Okay, close enough.
That's all right. You still got 10 points. Now moving on for 20 points. Hey, speaking of season seven, in the final episode of season seven, who does George call to ask out on a date after Susan dies?
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
That's correct.
Yes. I love that. That whole season, him, watching whatever, my cousin Vinny, right? Yeah, my cousin Vinny. And she's like, you just love this movie.
It's during the end credits. He's on the phone with her and he's like, so the funeral is Saturday. Are you doing anything later that night?
George just, kills me.
All right. You're at 30 points. This is a shot to get 30 more points. So it's a this or that 50-50 shot. In terms of supporting acting awards at the Emmys, who was the first to win an award? Was it Julia Louis-Dreyfus or was it Michael Richards?
Ooh, this is tough. This is tough. I'm going to go. So I might be going with my gut for the wrong reason, but I'm going to say Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
It was Michael Richards.
Stop going with my gut. That's just not working out. Oh, man.
Michael Richards won, I think, three times. She won once. Jason Alexander never won for George.
That blows my mind because he deserved it. I'll go out on a limb and say that. He's listening right now.
Our one celebrity listener is Jason Alexander.
Be like, I agree with you, Nora. I feel the pain still.
So you're still at 30 points. Two answers here, each worth 20. If you get one right, you get 20 points. If you get both right, you get 40 points. So if you get both of them wrong, you don't get any points. Same as the other questions. That does not change. In the sixth season episode, The Couch, what movie does George try to rent? And what comedian played the clerk at the video store?
Oh, no. And I think I'm pretty sure this was the episode where I don't know if he was in the book club.
Yeah.
And he didn't. Yeah. Wander. He wasn't going to read or couldn't read the book. And then he ended up going to the family's house who had rented it and just was like, I'm watching it with you, basically. Oh, my gosh.
So what movie was it and who was the clerk at the video store?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Was the movie The English Patient?
No, it wasn't. It was, and I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's was the movie?
That's right. Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's right. Who would be the clerk who's a comedian?
He was not well known at the time. I will say that, but he is well known now.
I don't want to say Bill Hicks, but I'm thinking of another comedian from the 90s. Don't know. I know he's deceased now. Okay. I don't think. Okay. I give up.
Do you have any guesses? Just throw out a guess. Any guess.
I'm just going to say, oh my gosh. I'm just going to say Bill Hicks. I know it's wrong though, but I'll just say Bill Hicks.
It was not Bill Hicks. I sure hope that this, I have not seen some breaking news about this comedian passing. It was Patton Oswalt.
No, I think he's still alive. Who was I thinking of? Oh, he was in, oh my God. Comedian who did pass away. And he was, I think, on like an episode of that 70s show. And he played the clerk at the Hub. So I'm getting that mixed up.
Sure. Was it Mitch Hedberg?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Mitch Hedberg. Yes. Oh, Patton Oswalt. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to look at that again because I don't remember him being the clerk, but that's great.
You just better not have put a curse on Patton. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm really sorry, Patton. I'm knocking out a bunch of wood right now to make sure that
Jason Alexander is going to tell him. He'll be like, you got to listen to the catered quiz. You got to hear what this lady said about you.
She thought you were deceased.
50 points on the line here. Get it right, you'll be at 80 points. In the season 2 episode, The Deal, what does Kramer give to Elaine for her birthday?
Oh, he gives her, now I think I might get my seasons confused here. But I know he gives her a nice card and says, you know, like it's got like a nice little saying in it.
Yeah, so
This
there's
is
a nice card and then the gift
yeah.
itself.
Is it, was it like a bench?
Yes, it
Yes.
was. It was the
Yes.
bench she wanted.
Yes, that's right. And she, yeah, that put Jerry in a bad spot because, yeah, to my pal or whatever, he like signed the card. I don't know if he gave her money or what.
Yeah, he gave her cash.
Oh my gosh. Oh, good. I'm glad I got that one.
Yeah,
Yes,
like
yes.
Kramer is like so thoughtful with his gift.
Such a good episode. So good. Yeah, we actually watch like at night, we always pick like a show that we love that we've been watching forever. And right now we're going through Seinfeld. So just nice to fall asleep to, you
Yeah.
know, it doesn't leave you with any nightmares or anything. Very nostalgic. So
So you moved your score to 80 points as we move to round two, which is all about The Office. So tell me, how did you get into The Office TV show?
The Office, I started watching, it would have been 2006, like I'd say end towards 2006. My parents, again, had gotten into it and they were like, you really should check this out. So I watched the British Office and then started with the American Office too. And it was towards the end of season three is when I met my husband and we bonded over the Office right away. And back then you just had the DVDs. So we had seasons one through three and we probably burned a hole in them and we would fall asleep to them on and they would just have that the theme music just playing and playing and playing. It was, I guess, nightmarish maybe for some people, but again, very comforting for us. So yeah, been a fan since, you know, season three. And yeah, it's one of those up there with Seinfeld where I feel like I've seen it the most out of any kind of media that I've watched.
Yeah, that is something missing in this era of streaming, of falling asleep to a DVD, having it end, and then it go to the main menu, and you just hearing the main menu on like a loop for 45 seconds to a minute of the same music that you hear over and over, and you lying there convincing yourself that maybe I can just fall back asleep and it won't bother me.
And you just get into a loop, and I'm sure it affects your dreams and everything, and you don't even realize it. There was, I think it was season four. There's a season where Dwight kept, they have a bat in the office. Yeah, it's season four. And that it's just constantly, it's him trying to catch this bat and Angela screaming. And it's just like the most kind of horrific thing that's just on loop over and over again. But again, something comforting about that. So.
I like the idea of like the DVD menu designer. Like he's in the lab and he's like, okay, I gotta crank up the scream here. I gotta really make this an immersive experience with the menu.
They know we're all falling asleep to it, so it's got to be something that you're gonna enjoy.
Before we dive into questions about The Office, I do want to say that you and I briefly worked together.
Yes, we
Thanks for the
did.
job for a few months. Of all the places I wor have worked, the office that we worked at together was the most similar to The Office TV show in terms of my experiences there.
It really was. Some of the characters, I mean. You know, so yeah, we were recruiting together and I hadn't been there that long either, maybe like a year, year and a half. And some of the people that we met, I mean, you and I exchanged post-it notes over our cubicle all day. Just I feel like we named everybody in the office. They all had nicknames. I still have a lot of those post-its, so I have to go through them again because I feel like every few years I kind of revisit that time
Yeah.
and that was fun. That was a good, I mean, the job was a lot of cold calling. A lot of stress, but we had a blast. We made it
There
fun.
was an email from a prospect that was so funny that I literally memorized it because it was like a Tommy Wiseau type response. And he, one of the phrases he used was like, I'm a James Bond salesman. Hey, if you ever, if you're listening to this, Jason Alexander or whoever might be listening to it, and you run into Nora and I out and about, Nora and I will tell some stories about our recruiting days together.
I got some good stories. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Patton Oswalt too, if you're listening,
Yep.
because you were told to listen. I remember that one too. He had created a whole website. He was the one who was like a taekwondo master or
Yep.
something. Like, oh man, good memories, good memories. Oh my gosh.
Enough about our memories together. Let's see. Let's test your memories of The Office. Question number one, you are at 80 points. So, question number one here for 10 points. The third season Christmas episode of The Office has Andy, Michael, Jim, and Dwight visit what restaurant?
Benihana.
It is Benihana.
Yes. And that actually, I remember that the sound, the background sound of that is on one of the DVD menus too. Because it's just like the clanking in the background and then Dwight trying to sit closer to them because he can't hear and breaking up the happy couple. And such a good episode. So good.
Well, let's see how good you remember the rest of the episode, because in that episode, for the bonus question of 10 points, in that episode, Oscar arrives to the holiday party as Angela is singing what Christmas song?
Is it Little Drummer Boy?
It is Little Drummer Boy.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, she loves that. You can tell she's very proud to be singing Little Drummer Boy.
Well, Nora, I did not know that season 3 was such a favorite season of yours, because question number 2 for 20 points, we're still talking about season 3. It's also one of my favorite seasons.
It's a great, it really is. That is a great season. Yeah.
In that same season, Michael books an impersonator of what historical figure for Phyllis's bridal shower?
Benjamin Franklin.
It is Benjamin Franklin.
Him flirting with Pam, and then what is at the end? Yeah, where Dwight's trying to interrogate him and see if he really is the real Ben Franklin, and then I invented the bifocal, and he's it's such a good episode.
Yeah, and it's one of my favorite comedians. Andy Daly plays Benjamin Franklin in that, and it's just a great performance.
Right. Hilarious, so well done.
So you got that one right. You are at 120 points. In the famous wedding dance scene at Jim and Pam's wedding, which of these characters do we see dancing down the aisle first? Kevin or Stanley?
I think it's Stanley.
It is Stanley.
Yes. I have to admit, every time, and I've seen that episode probably 100+ times, it brings me to tears. Like it is, and just makes me laugh at them all walking. It was just so perfect. So perfect.
It's funny because my wife, Lee, The Office just isn't for her. Kind of like the awkward humor is like too much for her.
Nope.
So the one part of The Office that she's seen and enjoys is the wedding dance scene. That is like all she's really familiar with in terms of The Office. That is the maximum level of comfort that she can have with the show.
Hey, at least it's something. But I've heard that from people too. Yeah, where they're just like, the Michael Scott character is so cringy.
Yeah, the Michael Scott character, especially early when they were trying to do more of a straight adaptation of the UK show, where it's like, no, like Ricky Gervais works as David Brent in that kind of element, but Steve Carell is like too nice to be that as Michael Scott. So they kind of softened some of those edges, made it still awkward, but softened some of the meanness.
Exactly. You can tell even from season 1 to season 2, making him more likable for sure. Still a doofus, still dim-witted to an extent, but I felt likable. But there are moments where, ooh, you're like, man, that's a little intense. But also very relatable, because I feel like everyone at some point has had a boss who you're like, you're probably not well qualified for this position.
That's most of my bosses. You're at 150 points. Again, 2 answers, potentially worth up to 40 points here. In the series finale, Erin meets her birth parents, which were played by what 2 actors?
Oh, no. I'm so bad at this part. I feel like I see faces, you know, and I'm like, they're recognizable.
I will give you a hint. Patton Oswalt was not one of them.
Jason Alexander? That's where I'm going. Patton Oswalt, Jason Alexander. Cusack. Joan Cusack.
Yes.
Is one of them. And then, the other, I can just picture him. I have no clue. I don't even know how to guess. I'm just going to throw out... First, I'm going to go Patton Oswalt because I have no idea who it is. But Joan Cusack for the first. I know that.
You're going to know the name as soon as I say it. It's Ed Begley Jr.
That's it. Yes. Okay. Yep. I know the name. But yeah, putting a face to a name is sometimes challenging. So at least the Joan Cusack. At least I got that one.
All right. You are at 170 points for 50 points here. What is the name of the a cappella group Andy was in at Cornell?
Here Comes Trouble.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Oh man, that the acapella stuff is just ridiculous and so great and everything Cornell, but yeah, Here Comes Trouble.
You know, a lot of people hated like the character development of Andy, the turn, but I would say that it's not unrealistic to have somebody who goes from being your coworker to then being in a supervisor role and to see dramatic changes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, from yeah, we've seen that
Yeah.
throughout our time. Yeah, we've seen someone get promoted, and you're like, wait, why? I love it too, because yeah, he's not like he's got the top sales or anything, and you know, it's just kind of like, who do we deal with after Robert California, and who do we, you know, having Dwight in the role where he shoots the gun? I that episode too just kills me. Oh man.
Well, a very strong round here with The Office. You are at 220 points. I'm going to have the rest of the team here at the Catered Quiz set us up for the final two questions. So we're going to take a quick break and then we will be right back for the doubler and the required rest. So we'll be back in just a moment. Hey, it's Rick Hatchkey here with the Catered Quiz. Just taking a moment as we set up for the final two questions. I'm thrilled to let you know there is a new record store in the city of Milwaukee, right next to the Comet Cafe at 1627 East Irving Place. It's Irving Place Records. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and on Sundays from 10 to 3. You can also shop online at irvingplacerecords.com. If you're not local to the area, that's okay. Check out their Discog store through that link. Check out their Amazon store, or just shop for some Irving Place Records merch. Whatever the case, when you buy from Irving Place Records, let Terry or Don know that Rick Katchke from the Catered Quiz sent you. Now, let's go back for the final two questions with Nora Wyda. Okay, we are back. Nora is at 220 points, but we're not done with the show yet, Nora. You have two questions to go. The first is the doubler. It's a chance to move your score from 220 points to 440 points. What topic would you like to do for the doubler, knowing that the remaining topic will be used for the required risk?
Ooh, let's do for this one, let's do Seinfeld.
Okay. So to move from 220 points to 440, here it is, the doubler. Who sings to Kramer at the end of the Jimmy?
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Oh my gosh. No, I know. Again, another one where I can see the person. Okay. I know I feel like there's a clock ticking. Okay, so
Tick, tick, tick,
oh my
tick,
God.
tick, 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 tick.
Oh man. Oh man. It's probably never gonna come to me. I am at a
Are you
loss right now.
conceding?
I'm conceding. I'm passing. I'm sorry. And you're going to tell me I'm going to be like,
Okay, the answer was Mel Torme.
Mel Torme. Oh, man.
Very
Another.
similar to who George
Yeah, the
called
whole.
of Marissa
Yes.
Tomei.
Tome. Mel Torme. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Now I'm never going to forget. So.
You know, when David Letterman hosted the Oscars, he did a bit with Uma Thurman and Oprah where it was Uma, Oprah, Oprah, Uma. It just
You know
feels
what's
like,
gonna
man, if I was writing, I would have done a Torme, Tomei, Tomei, Torme. And now, though, it is time for the required risk. It will be a question about The Office. You have 220 points. How many points would you like to wager?
gonna stick, go down the line, go down the middle, I should say. So let's do 110.
110 points. So that would put you at 330 or at 110.
Sounds good. I'm not a risk taker, so we're going down the middle. We're gonna keep it balanced.
All right. For the required risk, what is the Valentine's Day gift that Daryl gives to Nate instead of Val?
It's like cashmere gloves, yes.
Yes, it was cashmere gloves.
Because she had knit the hat for him, and he thought, yeah, oh. And then he looked around and saw that Nate, everyone had hats on. I have to say, Nate is, I love him. I love his character. I can't get enough of Nate, but I'm very proud of myself for getting that.
And Nate is played by Wisconsin native Mark Probst.
That is so cool.
So I was for sure going to get a Nate question somehow involved because of Mark.
Perfect. No, that's he. I adore his character. I think it's you know, it's one of those, I guess, where people get kind of irritated in sitcoms where, okay, season six or seven, we're just bringing someone else in right now. But I feel like he just was a really great addition. Weird, just bonkers, but very endearing. And he played the character so well and was so likable. So,
well, you got the cashmere gloves, Nora. Great job. You added 110 points to your 220 points, which puts you at 330 points, $3.30, Nora.
I'm grateful to be able to do this. Thank you again for having me. And I mean, the $3, and I'm going to have to figure out where I'm going to spend it, you know, where to diversify and put it back into something.
Well, if I may suggest, if there are any films looking for a producer, looking for someone who can chip in $3.30, and the film you're working on might potentially win an Academy Award, Nora is getting $3.30 from me. So I think technically my name should be on it too, so we can both win this Academy Award.
We have to show up for the 30-year class reunion with our Oscars in hand, and just no matter how we get them, it doesn't matter.
We'll arrive via helicopter. We'll take a helicopter from our homes here in Franklin, Wisconsin, to the field at Franklin High School. A helicopter ride of like 20 blocks.
Yeah, you'll pick me up. You can land in my yard or on the 76th Street over here. And yeah, we'll just show up at the football field, Franklin High School, and confuse the hell out of people.
When I book the helicopter, I'll let them know. So I'm going to go from my home off of Highway 100 over to Franklin High School, but we are going to have a stop around 76th Street.
I'll have to like catch it at like Pukes or something, like run over, hop in. Oh my gosh. All right, we're doing it. This is the goal here now. 30 years. So we've got another 9 years to get there. I think we can do it. Got to get our Oscars and got to get that helicopter to take us just randomly one time.
Yeah, we just need to be dropped off just a one way. Thanks. We'll walk home. Well, Nora, thank you so much for 25 years of friendship, zero Academy Awards at this point, but a great performance, $3.30, 330 points on the catered quiz.
Thank you so much, Rick. Appreciate you and excited to see where we're at in the next 9 years. So,
thank you to Nora for joining me on the latest episode here of the catered quiz. 330 points, pretty good for someone doing trivia for the first time ever, but not good enough to crack the top three. Those remain the same. Jameson Webb in first place with 680 points, Roy Miles in second with 640 points, and Mitch DeSantis in third place with 610 points. I've been your host, Rick Katchke. You've been the listener, and if you are a listener of this podcast that uses Apple Podcasts, do me a favor, take a few minutes to rate and review the show to help spread the word. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you listening to the latest episode of the Catered Quiz.